Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing this fine, fine spring day?
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous out. But you know what, Lee? You concerned me today.
Why is that?
Has anybody heard that Brad Paisley song, Waiting on a Woman?
No.
We were waiting on a man.
Hey, look,
how often?
It's payback for you, right?
It is.
For a year and a half.
I have never, ever seen you late.
I know. I apologize.
I know, and we accept the apology.
Thank you.
But needless to say, a group of women sitting around, definitely not a shortage of conversation.
I'm sure. That's why I wasn't worried.
And I'm excited about the show today, Lee, because, you know, we get a lot of requests for female guests. We have a lot of female entrepreneurs that follow our show. And this morning, it's all about the ladies. It's all about the women. And I think we might make this a quarterly event. So if any of our listeners want to nominate someone as a guest, go ahead and send it to theatlantabusinessradioshow.com. And we'll get them on the show sometime in the future. First up this morning, we have the founders of Peace Love Mom. Lee, I know you know about Peace Love Mom.
Yes, my wife knows.
Yes.
Longtime fan.
Lee's wife and I showed up for a charity event and had on the exact same shirt, both the Peace Love Mom shirt. Hers was a different color, but it was just kind of funny. We bonded instantly, and we're so happy to have y'all with us this morning. We have Susanna Simpkin and Lori Pointer. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you.
Okay, Suzanne, give us the scoop. How did this start, and tell us what Peace Love Mom is?
Well, Peace Love Mom, what we like to say, is three major words. It's all about peace, how to make the world nice and kind and sweet, love, what we think us as mothers really perpetuate, and moms, we really feel like moms are the salt of the earth, that we can change anything, make anything happen. So we felt like those three things combined, especially with today being Earth Day, it's a wonderful message. Peace, love, mom. And that's really what we wanted our company to be. We wanted it to be more than just a message. We wanted to be able to talk about what we did. We wanted our artwork and our shirts and our fabrics to feel as good as what our message sounds like. And that's sort of how we came up with it. Like, what are we doing? We are celebrating motherhood. And I know I came back to Earth Day, but that Earth Day thing, that motherhood and that peace, love, mom. And it's all about motherhood, Mother Earth. And today is like a great day to talk about moms and how our businesses make the world better.
Yeah, absolutely. And with Mother's Day coming up, too, I bet y'all are really busy. Lori, how did y'all meet? How did you and Suzanne meet?
Well, really through developing our business and developing our ideas. We came into contact with a lot of great and talented women, and I was fortunate to have been introduced to Suzanne. Suzanne has a strong background in business building and development, and it's just sort of developed. We have a strong network of women. We have great and talented moms out there who don't necessarily have 12 hours a day to give to a job, but maybe with their children going back into school and that sort of thing, have an hour or two here with today's technology, and so they can literally be in carpool and be Twittering and be doing good jobs for us. So I guess just really in soliciting talent, Suzanne and I met.
Now, is there anything surprised you in your business when you started and had this idea, and then you started rolling it out, and now it's in boutiques everywhere? Did anything surprise you?
I think one of the things we were talking about earlier that surprised us, it's always surprising how you start the story where people who know each other are wearing our product. That is exciting. It's like a glimmer
community.
Of joy.
Right, you have a community.
Yes, you're like, oh, you have that piece of mom. I have that piece of mom. I have that. And it's a message about how you feel about motherhood. And motherhood in itself is a bond. And we have this secret society where we know, oh, I know what you're doing. It doesn't matter what age your kids are.
Right.
Like we were talking earlier, it's an experience that we all have at different points that we can share with each other and help each other to be better. Because as we celebrate motherhood, we get better as mothers. Our children get better. And to be truthful, the world gets better.
Exactly. So I know some celebrities have been seen wearing your shirts. Can y'all tell us about that?
Oh, it's sort of exciting. Well, Cheryl Hines is one of our biggest fans, and she was, you know, she had that her new show In the Motherhood was
right.
on. Cindy Crawford has had our shirts. Kelly Ripa has our shirts. We get, Michelle Obama has our shirts.
Cool.
She got a package for her birthday. So it's exciting, but to be honest, the stars, that's one level. But truthfully, when you're walking around and you see people, the real moms out there every day that are doing it on the battlefields, it is really exciting to see that. And then when you go to our webpage and we have the whole world of like what we call moms, motherhood moments, and you see people doing things with their kids wearing our shirts. It is, I mean, it is exciting. That's, yeah. I would say the, it's
right.
Exciting.
It's like a little secret handshake amongst
yes.
moms.
Excellent analogy.
Every mom is proud of being a mom. You know, when we first started developing the line, we were really focused on having a, almost like a mom figure, a cartoon figure. And we realized that that wasn't really the right way to relay the messages. And so we've started focusing on literally the fonts, the colors. I think our colors are so special in our line. But yeah, definitely the motherhood message, it's a bit of a club.
Is this something that just took off immediately, or did it take a while for the word to get out?
No, it actually does take off quickly in terms of the idea of celebrating motherhood, the idea of what we're doing. It's mm-hmm. in, like you said, that secret handshake. It's a connection. Oh, I want to join that party too. What a great party. I want to be part of it. I want to feel good. Then what we did was harder. How you push your product. It's a sales job. You have to go out there, to your point, boutiques that we're in, the customers that we sell. We have to keep developing great product, and it's a business. It is hard, hard work. It takes a lot of hours, just like selling anything, but we just feel so good about what we're selling and how we're doing and how we're celebrating, and Mother's Day coming up. Those kinds of things make Peace Love Mom enjoyable to do, but it is a lot of work.
It was a learning process for us. You know, initially we thought t-shirts, and what we recognized early on was the silhouette of the t-shirt out there isn't necessarily the one that moms want. So we actually developed a pattern where we cut, sew, enzyme wash, garment dye our shirt specifically for today's mom. It's a true mom fit. It's not it's not a junior cut.
Right.
And so we really had to learn a lot about the actual business of apparel. And so we made a commitment to the product as well as the design. And that's where we've really evolved. You know, a lot of times people say, I would buy your shirt just for the shirt because it's such a cozy, comfortable, flattering fit. And so the whole package now, I think, is a stronger one.
Is it beyond t-shirts? So you have a whole apparel line now?
Yes. You know, and it's funny, too, because we kept thinking we need to delve into other lines. And initially we thought maternity, and it just didn't fit. It didn't fit, you know, happy mom, but what if you're already a mom or not a mom? What did fit was developing our children's line, a baby line, because, of course, we're celebrating motherhood with our children all day long.
Right.
And so we've got a beautiful baby line that complements our mom line very nicely. We have a little children's line. And then we're venturing out into hats and stationery. And
lifestyle and things more than,
absolutely,
than t-shirts.
Absolutely. Right. At different price points, easy gift-giving ideas, and you know, all those can be found online at peacelovemom.com.
And where can people find your shirts and your merchandise other than online? Are there in boutiques around Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, the Build House, Frolic,
The Gallery,
Copper Pig. Mm-hmm. There's a whole eclectic mix, and they can find that on the webpage. It will list all of our customers. But it is. I will say this, too, about the customers that we sell to direct and all of our boutiques that you mentioned. They are so much fun to do business with. Back again to your secret club thing, it is a great partnership. It is a win-win. When you do business with other women, they have that same motivation. We want everyone to win. I don't need to lose for you to win. We
right.
can all do it
it's
together.
It's collaborative.
Yes, and like when we all were talking too, it's so interesting. Women want to help women. Women network in a unique way because we want everyone not to be successful so you make a lot of money, but so you're successful and well-rounded.
Right.
You feel that joy. You feel that excitement. And you're like, oh, I met her at such and such place, and now we're here, and it's really fun. It is really fun.
Yeah, you can't wait to share.
No, exactly. Right. And it's a pleasure to share. You want everyone on that team of success and joy and happiness and feeling great.
I think you're absolutely right, where guys a lot of times think sales, especially, is a zero-sum game where my win is your loss. And I think women are more naturally just more collaborative, and they want to share and they want to help, and it's more of a nurturing experience instead of like kind of a cutthroat.
It definitely is. You know, Lee, we've got to get to our other guests, but we want to know how people can reach out. Give us your website one more time.
PeaceLoveMom.com. All one word. PeaceLoveMom. Three great words. Peace, love, mom.
Awesome. Any advice the two of you have for women that are listening right now that either might be thinking of starting their own business or maybe just need a little motivation in their business?
First, get the shirt.
First step. Put the shirt on and you'll be inspired.
That's all you need.
You know, the only thing I would say is right at the point when a business starts really becoming potentially profitable, that's the time you have to sort of make a really life-altering decision. You know, it's not necessarily when you can do the job just during the school hours. And I've seen a lot of women have great ideas and really develop it, and then all of a sudden they've got this choice to make because all of a sudden it becomes a full-time job versus a part-time.
It's like hobby job.
You're exactly right. So just know, I think just know going in that, you know, it may start out slower, but if it really becomes what you want it to be, it will become, in fact, that job where you might have to, you know, hire someone to run carpool every now and then or whatever. And that's, I think that's the point at which so many potentially strong businesses for women, mothers, sort of go by the wayside.
Well, maybe they just don't maximize their potential. Maybe they just stay at a certain level because
you're
that's
exactly
all they're
right.
willing to put into
Which
it.
Which is not a bad thing either.
Right.
But that's the only thing I've sort of...
I would say, too, I think you have to be passionate about what you are doing. You have to believe that what you are doing or what you are selling or what service you have, what you're offering is really beneficial. What you are saying is the truth. Live in truth, sell the truth, and make sure your product is making the world a better place.
Right. It's authentic. Right?
Absolutely. Y'all, thanks so much
thank
for being
you for
here.
Having
thank
us.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate
Happy
it.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, it's interesting. They talk about their passion, Lee, and living their business and it truly being who they are. Our next guest, Grace Chung, is the owner of and the managing director of several Kai Medical Spas in Atlanta. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you.
And Grace, the reason I said, you know, the epitome of what they preach, you are such a beautiful woman with beautiful skin. You are gorgeous inside and out.
Aww.
And when you talk about, you know, your business, it really does come out. Your passion is evident. We'd like to know, Grace, how did you get started with your medical spas and what's a little bit of your background?
Well, about 5 years ago, my sister-in-law was diagnosed with cancer, and I was on the West Coast, and I've been out on the West Coast for 12 years, and I really wanted to be closer to my niece and nephew, and they were on the East Coast, and so I thought what I would do is, you know, family to me is one of the most important things that you have in your life, and so I really wanted to be around my niece and nephew as they were going through this really, really tough
challenging
time. Exactly.
Sure.
They were 9 and 10, and so I took time off. I moved back to the East Coast during this tough time with them, and then she ended up passing away. Therefore, I decided to do is figure out what I wanted to do next. And my brothers and I, we've always talked about doing a business together.
A family business.
Exactly. Right. We're all entrepreneurs. And so anyhow, we started looking at something, and I knew that I would be running it because they have their own businesses in Florida. Therefore, this is something that we came across that I thought with the baby boomers getting older, living longer, and we all want to look as good on the outside as we feel on the inside.
Right.
And that's not always the case. So I just thought, you know, with the technology and with health, it's always changing and so forth. I thought this might be very interesting. So that's when I started researching it.
Now, what made you choose going on your own kind of you know, just creating it as you go along as opposed to like buying a franchise or something along those lines?
Well, I actually looked into different franchises, went to different discovery days and so forth. And what I realized was the way they were doing it, I could do better.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, you know, not just the business aspect of it, but just the quality of everything,
sure.
Customer service wise,
right? Because you'd be stuck with their methodology,
exactly.
and you had a better vision in your own mind.
Exactly. I'm very customer service oriented, and I want to make sure that people cared, and they knew that they were cared for.
Right.
And sometimes I think that gets lost when the owners and the so forth just look at the dollar signals,
right.
And that's it.
Money. It's an investment, like a CD.
Right.
How did you name the spa? What does Kai mean?
Well, I lived in Hawaii for 8 years, and I loved that time in Hawaii. And Kai in Hawaiian means it's a body of water, like the ocean or the sea or something like that. But also in Asian cultures, it actually means to make a change. And I kept going back to that definition, with those definitions and that word, but I kept thinking, gosh, is that going to be hard to pronounce? And I knew I wanted one word to be simple and but self-explanatory for people once they were explained what that was, what that meant. And I just kept going back to it, and I stuck with it.
Right.
I like it. I like it a lot. So how many locations do you have in the Atlanta area?
I've got three locations, Sandy Springs, Johns Creek, and Alpharetta, and getting ready to open up Brookhaven in about a year.
Wow. And what makes your spa different? I mean, I know, but tell our listeners. I've been to your spas, and they feel different. What makes them different?
Well, it's a medical spa in a spa setting, so you can get, like, services you would get at dermatologist offices, except for the diagnosis part. But I think what truly makes us different is the fact that we try everything before we decide we want to bring it in. And that means, like, the services that we offer. We are guinea pigs for all the different services. And believe me, my face has been blue. I've been all sorts of different shades and, peeling in front of people like crazy. And but you know what? The way I look at it is, if I'm not going to recommend this to a friend or a family member, then I'm not going to bring it in, because we really want you to see results.
So you put yourself on the line. So
definitely.
Everything's got to be, approved by Grace.
Exactly. Exactly.
That makes sense.
You won't
to
find
me,
that
definitely.
In a franchise.
No, you definitely won't find that in a franchise. Your background is really unusual. You owned your own sports marketing business for a while. That's pretty cool.
That was cool. I'm a huge, huge sports fanatic, as some people call me.
Yeah, I think you were a little excited about the NCAA this year.
Oh, definitely.
That's right, North Carolina, right?
That's right, go Heels. but I love sports, and when I was living out in Hawaii, I was a sports marketing rep for the Pacific Rim for different sports marketing lines, so like Wilson Sporting Goods, Salem Sportswear, and so forth. And I had a blast. It was so much fun, and I, got to meet all sorts of athletes and, talk to people and build those relationships. And, of course, that's part of having a business, building those relationships with people. I think that's the best part. Wouldn't y'all agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, so were there any things you were able to take other than the relationship building skills from being that sports marketing person into, because the spa world is a different clientele, obviously.
Well, I think no matter what business, if you have that business frame of mind, I think it's really about what that product or what that service is, that knowledge. Once you can grasp that, it's not really all that different. You got to know who your audience is, what's the best way to reach that audience. But no matter whether it's sports marketing or whether it's Peace, Love, Mom or whatever the case may be, you got to make sure that you take care of your clients. And what's the best way to do that? What are the best products? Like, for example, Suzanne and Lori were talking about how they changed their T-shirt design and shape because they felt like that's what their customers really wanted. And that was missing out there.
Right.
So you're always looking for something that makes you unique, make sure that you're marketing it the best that you can so people know. And for us, a lot of what we do is educating, the public about what we do and why it's different, and letting them know that, we do try everything. And
right.
So
I think that an important part of your business is that as much time as you spend on client acquisition, you spend that much more time on client satisfaction and keeping the clients happy so
definitely.
That they'll refer, because that's probably where the bulk of your business comes from.
Lee, that's exactly right. I mean, we like to take care of people once they come in, but I think what happens is a lot of times you get that new client and then you're already looking to the next client to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But we really like to take care of the people who are there, because you know what? If you take care of them, they're going to take care of you.
Yeah,
exactly. You're right. You were telling me, too, even with the recession and the economy not being great, that so many of your customers have still been loyal, because when it comes down to it, we still do need to treat ourselves every now and then. And as businesswomen, you still need to look nice.
Definitely.
So, I was happy to hear that your business is still doing so well. It's great. Any other maybe hot tips you have for our listeners, women that are looking to do open a business on their own, or anything, any inspirational words?
I think that just to recap, reiterate what Suzanne said, you really have to be passionate about what you're doing, because you really do live, eat, breathe this.
Right, 24/7.
24/7. And if you are not passionate about it, I mean, it really can be a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of work anyway, but if you're at, if you love what you do, then it makes it that much more fun.
Right.
And so I think that's the key. You have to be passionate about it, and you have to make sure you research it and know what you're doing.
Sure.
What you're getting into.
And how can people find out where your spas are located? What's your website?
Our website's Kai Med Spa, and that's KaiMedSpa.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being with us today. We hope people will stop by the Kai Medical Spas and check them out. It's a real treat.
Thank you.
You know, Lee, we've got some diversity here. You talk about Peace, Love, Mom, and that it's so happy, and I love it. It makes me warm inside. And the Kai Medical Spa, I mean, what a great feeling. Our next guest, very unusual, and when this came across my desk probably 4 months ago, I had to jump on it because it was so unique. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have Gail Dunn, who's the president of Women's Automotive Connection. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for having me.
You know, Gail, your background is unusual. You have over 20 years of experience in the car industry, correct?
That's correct.
And you founded this Women's Automotive Connection to give women advice on their automobiles. You're passionate, obviously, about helping people. Tell us about it.
Well, I think what happened was I was getting ready to retire. I'm a former body shop manager at a major dealership. And one of the things that occurred to me was I didn't retire well and can't sit still. So I was looking for a business to get into. And the one thing I loved about my job was helping my customers. And that's kind of how this business came about. I realized that the automotive industry treats women poorly. And in the last couple of years, I found out that they also treat men poorly.
Yeah, sometimes. It was nothing personal.
No.
And that, you know, that women in particular feel very vulnerable taking a car in for service or for maintenance.
So do men, just so you know.
Okay.
Oh, really? We didn't know that.
Yeah, well.
It could just be me.
No, yeah. About half my clients are men as well, Lee, so it has worked out that way, although the market was focused for women. But it was a way to... first of all, be an advocate for them and a consultant to help them through the process. And it developed into an education piece where we do an automotive boot camp where we can actually educate them on the basics of car maintenance and repair and tips on how not to be ripped off.
Right. I mean, everybody has that experience. You go into, like, the quick oil change place, and then you think it's $20, and then they're like, oh, look at this. Come here. And then they're showing you something. You have no idea what it is. And they're like, oh, this is $500, you know, next thing you know.
When I saw the description of your boot camp, too, there were a couple things that caught my attention. This one made me laugh because I've had a light on my dashboard for at least 3 months, and I have no idea what it means. It says, and one of the things you teach in your boot camp is the lights on your dashboard, what do they mean? You know, those are important things, or what to do if you're in an accident. Not everybody knows that. How did you put the subject matter, or how did you put your guidelines for your boot camp together?
Well, when you're looking at vehicles in particular, they're just about three basic things that you're looking at. You're looking at service, you're looking at maintenance, and you're looking at repair. And service is just what we all do to keep it running. Maintenance are those things that come up periodically. And repair comes from, you know, a malfunction or a collision. So if you break it into those three parts, then you can kind of explain each one. And, you know, we always laugh because everybody panics on a check engine light. 90% of the time it's an emissions issue, and it could be something as simple as not tightening your gas cap.
Wow.
And
that's interesting.
Yeah, that's funny that cars do that. Like the check engine, you think that's like a big deal?
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's like a little deal.
Yeah.
And there's so many other things that you think are little deals that are big deals. And it's weird that the car manufacturers went that way.
Well, if you look at vehicles today, they're not just your dad's 58 Chevrolet anymore. They're rolling computers.
Right.
And when you're looking at it in that regard, you know, one of the things we laugh about is, especially with dash lights, you know, a simple thing that no repair guy is going to tell you about is to disconnect your battery for 5 minutes and put it back on. If light comes back on, it's a hard code. You need to look at it. Chances are it's going to go away.
Right. It's that reboot.
It's a reboot.
Right.
Interesting.
So, you know, there are simple things that people can do to save money. But one of the things I also do, Amy, is I have an alliance of providers who are mostly independent. mechanics in the pretty much northern arc of Atlanta that I work with to try to get customers to a place that will save them money and treat them well and That's do good. It honestly.
How do you vet those people?
Most of them I've known a long time, Lee. When I'm introduced to new ones, we spend some time talking. Mm-hmm. I go to their shops and look at their equipment. Most of the ones who are in my alliance are people I've known for 15, 17
right.
years.
Are they like, do you give them some sort of a certification that so that a consumer walking in knows that they've been kind of blessed by you?
Right, and mm-hmm. they know to mention my name. And one of the things I say, it's not because of me, but when someone, one of my clients is sent somewhere, that's another level of accountability
sure.
right, that
sure.
that the shop is looking at because they know that I'm going to check up on it.
The Gail Dunn seal of approval. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to follow up and make sure that it's handled properly. So it gives them that extra level of accountability, too. So.
And it gives a peace of mind.
That's the biggest part, right. I think, for people because someone will give you a price, and I've got clients. Of, I'll give the one I think was the nicest one. It was a guy. Had a transmission light come on right. an older BMW, and BMW told him he needed a transmission. It was going to be $4,000.
Right.
And I sent him to my Beamer guy, and he kind of chuckled, and he said, yeah, well, John, the weather does that, and you don't really even have a problem.
No.
Wow.
So we'll just clear the codes, and you can go home, and it didn't charge him a penny.
Wow.
Wow.
So
that's frightening, though.
I mean, for the consumer,
that is frightening.
It really is.
So, you know, what we're trying to do as a group with the Alliance is, you know, to educate people on finding the right shop to work on it. And I guess the biggest piece of advice, if you're looking for one that I can do, is most of my clients don't need me more than once, but I get you to a place in your backyard and have them do everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Because then you've got someone you can trust. It's almost like your car doctor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They know you. They know your car. And, you know, when you were talking about quick lube places, you know, their biggest problem is turnover.
Sure.
So the guy who changes the oil may not have done that before yesterday.
Right.
So, you know, finding a reputable, honest mechanic that you can always go to is probably my biggest piece of advice.
And they're out there.
They are there. They're not as visible as some of the bigger chains.
Right.
But they're there and they're trustworthy.
Wonderful. And how can people access your boot camps and all of your information? You have a website?
Yep. It's womensautomotiveconnection.com. And there's also a blog there that people can comment on and ask questions. And so that, you know, we can get a lot of feedback that way, too.
So how many people, like mechanics, do you work with here in Atlanta?
There are probably a couple of dozen right now.
Oh, so there's not that many out there.
No. Well, there are a lot of them out there, Lee, but I guess because the first name that goes on it is mine.
Right, so you got to be sure.
So I can't put everybody on every corner in right. the Alliance, although they may be good, and I would not bash anybody. But the first name that goes on it is mine, and so I'm very, very picky
right.
about who I refer to.
Terrific. Great advice.
As you should be.
Thank
yes.
you.
Great advice. Thanks so much for being with us today, Gail. Great.
Thank you, Lee and Amy.
Great information. And do visit the website. And, gosh, some of those tips were good. That check engine light,
yeah.
that's a big one, because you're right. You think that's a really big
check
deal.
Check engine. The
yeah.
engine's important.
Yeah.
You know?
The engine's important, but there's one other thing that's extremely important when starting any business, and I tell you, it's one thing that I find more and more women in the dark about, and it scares me. It's finances, your money, managing it. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Grayson Campbell of Oxygen Financial. She's a private CFO. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. So glad to be here.
You know, Grayson, I love your approach to finance. And the first conversation we had, you said something about your mom not really knowing how to balance a checkbook. And, I mean, I think I was probably in my 30s before I knew how to balance a checkbook. That's pretty scary.
Yeah. One of my biggest passions and one I do is educating women. Right now, actually, we were projected that women would control the majority of the money within the next 10 years. But with all the layoffs recently, actually right now, women control the majority of the money in the U.S.
Wow.
But the other side of that is we're not as prepared for that. We know we need to manage our finances. We know we need to know about investing. Many women are business owners. They know that they need to understand that aspect. But growing up, we aren't really taught how to do all of that. There's few of my friends that balance their checkbook. I think I'm one of the few ones that do. Everyone just logs online to see how much money they have.
And you're saying that's wrong.
Exactly. That would be on the do not do that.
Don't do that. Okay. Yeah. I just want to be clear.
But one thing I always say, I do a lot of events around Atlanta, and they're really geared around educating people, and primarily women. That's where my heart lies in doing that. But that comes from, like you said, my mother. I was raised by a single mom, and jokingly, but kind of not, the way she taught me to handle my finances were how to float a check. If you write a check on Wednesday and you get paid on Friday, you'll be fine. Just go right ahead and do that. So that was my financial background until I got into this. Obviously, that's not what I tell people.
Right. No. Do you find that when you're dealing with women in terms of their finances and their investments, are they more conservative than men? Or are they more risk-taking? What do you find?
They are more conservative than men are. And actually, there have been studies shown that women are better investors than men because we're not looking for
the
that
big score.
Stock. Exactly. Mm. We're not at a cocktail party bragging to people about our recent gain on Apple stock or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Apple?
Yeah.
Should I write that down?
Yeah, Apple. That was not advice. I'm just throwing something out there. So we are more, we think more about our investments than a man does. It's not a race.
So you're slower to make an investment decision?
Mm-hmm. Something else that's been shown with women, we'll educate ourselves more about it. We're not going to just jump into something. It's that same theory of asking for directions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to ask for advice. We're going to find out where a good investment is. We're going to find out what's the best thing for the goal we want to do.
Right.
Instead of just trying to.
Right. Like a guy will invest mm-hmm. thousands of dollars just because their buddy mm-hmm. is in it. And
really?
But when they're
buying. You guys do that?
Yeah. But if they're buying like a flat screen TV, like they're every magazine and every uh-huh. book oh or gosh. Something like that, they'll spend, you know, days researching.
Yeah. Yeah. We're the exact opposite. Right. Yeah. When I bought a TV, I just thought that one
looks
pretty. Oh,
that looks nice. It'll match my living room.
Right? The cute little TV. Yes. Right.
Yes. That's very interesting. Now, Oxygen Financial in general has a unique approach to finance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oxygen, if you'll look at the name, which we're on radio, so you can't see it, so you'll have to go to the website now. But the X, Y, and G are capitalized in the word Oxygen. And the reason for that is we are primarily appealing to Generation X and Y. That's a segment that's often overlooked in the financial services industry. Everyone is trying to appeal to the baby boomer population because that is
the
largest.
Where the money is.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. People look at it. 30-year-old and think they don't have any money right now.
Right.
They don't think long-term that they are growing their wealth.
So you're trying to build relationships.
Exactly. We don't want to just get people in because they've got a great
pile,
deal of money.
Right.
Yeah. We want to build that relationship.
And help them get that big pile of money.
Right.
What a concept.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as a private CEO, or CFO, I'm sorry, a private CFO, you help them manage both their personal and oftentimes that runs over into their business, right?
Correct. The theory behind the private CFO is that your personal finances should be run as well, if not better, than the way a company's finances
right.
are
the
done.
Same methodology.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So just every successful business has a CFO that is there, a financial partner in every aspect, not just in investing. They're there to help with both sides of the balance sheet to be that complete financial guru for the business. You need that same thing in your personal finances. And it's probably even more important on that personal side.
How often do you stay in touch with the client? Because sometimes, you know, it's one of those things you find a financial advisor and then that's the last, you know, the first time's the last time you
right.
hear from them.
I like to just touch base with my clients, if not monthly, every other month, even if I don't have anything.
Like touch base in a call or
just
email?
Just to call
or,
them. Just to call them to say, how is everything? Has anything changed?
Right.
You know, especially with the past quarter.
Sure.
Are you worried about what's going on? Let's talk about what's going on. And then I like to meet with my clients at least twice a year.
Do you play nicely with their accountant? Or?
Yeah. We like to develop a relationship with their accountant and their attorney because we're all in the same team.
So you try to make it as a mm-hmm. team, not individual vendors.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, because we all have to work together. We're all there.
With the same objective.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, playing on the same team.
And the other thing I really like that y'all are doing is the networking events or the educational events focused for women. As a woman in business, I tell you, you go to so many of the events and it's all about the big hunk of meat or mm-hmm. the golf game or, you know, just hearing guys sit around and talk about guy stuff. And the events that you put on are totally different. So I'm sure our ladies would love to hear about that.
Is there a cake?
Tell us what you do.
No, there is no cake, but there's shopping and there we visit spas like Kai. It's a series I do around the city called Finance in the City. So obviously a play on Sex in the City. And I'll do it monthly at a different boutique or spa around Atlanta. So it's a great way for people to find new places that they haven't been before.
Right.
It's great for the businesses to get
new people
in, get the word out. So what I normally do is it's a fun thing. I mean, women, we like to shop. We like to be pampered. Some of us may golf or eat a nice steak, but we'd prefer shopping or being pampered. So that's why I chose boutiques and spas. So for about the first hour or so, I just let women shop around and mingle and get to know one another. Like you all were saying earlier, women are very collaborative, and they want to help each other. So right. So I do that for about the first hour, and then normally I'll have a certain topic, whether that be retirement plans or education planning for their children or business planning, a particular topic that we'll speak on. But most of the time it just ends up being open discussion between women because good. It's a very – sometimes financial places can be very intimidating sure. with their dark cherry woods and their
right.
the gentleman that's been in business for 50 years and it's his way or the highway.
Right, it's like patronizing.
Right, right. You don't have that open discussion. And so that's what I want. I want people to ask me about their 401k or say what's the difference right. between a Roth IRA and a regular IRA.
Right. No stupid stupid questions right. that everybody's afraid to ask.
Right.
Get them out in the open.
And how nice is it to work with a woman?
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. We're running out of time, Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, could go on for another hour.
I definitely could. I could talk to all these ladies for hours and hours. But, Grayson, what's your website again?
It's www.oxygenfinancial.net.
And if people want to find out about your events, will they find out about those at your website?
Yes, there is a calendar on the website that they can find out about.
Terrific. Gosh, thanks so much for being with us today. Great show, Lee.
Man, you should do this every couple of weeks.
I'm
probably have enough
you.
Women business people to do this kind of show.
Yeah, I would love it if folks send us emails. It's actually amy@atlantabusinessradio.com. And nominate a friend. Nominate yourself. If you have a unique
really?
Business here in Atlanta and you're a women, a female-owned business, please let us know. We'd love to get you on the show. We'd love to learn from you and highlight your business. Lee, until next week, I hope you have a great week.
You too.
This is Amy Otto for the Atlanta Business Radio Show.